All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we are picking up on page Tzadik Tes. This is actually a long chapter, Mishkas Yisharim. So this is still towards the beginning. So remember, again, we started yesterday, or I should say, we restarted yesterday in the Midah of Nikios, of cleansing oneself from vestiges of Avera. And specifically, the Ramchal is focusing on over here this idea that there are certain averos, which unfortunately many people fall prey to, and sometimes again without even knowing. That's this whole chap over here, that I'm doing things without even knowing. And Rabbi said, sometimes we say. Right, with averas that I know, averas that I don't know. So you would have thought that the way in general you do tshuva is from least severe to more severe. So I would have thought it would have been achid shechatanu lefanecha b'lo yodim ubiyodim. Right, averas that I don't know and averas that I do know. That's the way it makes sense. Just like we say, Chatanu Pashanu, Avinu Pashanu. So I think it's an incredible yisod, which is, bless you, which is, should be a year of gesund. Right? So I think what's interesting about it is as follows, that if you think about it, it does go from less severe to more severe. If I commit an avera, that ultimately, again, at the end of the day, I know about it. Okay, and I know that I did something wrong, and I have to do tshuva. The greatest danger is when I'm doing something wrong, and I don't even realize that it's wrong. I don't even realize that what lo yodim is actually more severe than yodim. It sounds strange, because you would think that an avera b'mezid is like the strongest thing. Sometimes an avera b'shogeg is very strong. You know, you see this all the time in relationships. You can see it in a marriage where, you know, one spouse does something that is very hurtful and harmful to the other spouse. And what happens? The aggrieved party never says anything. They don't say anything. Why? Because they expect that the other person will realize what it is that they're doing and will get their act together. Well, the person who is the offender. The offender doesn't even, the perpetrator, right, doesn't even realize what he's doing. He doesn't realize what he's doing. But yet years and years and years, something can go on and the aggrieved party is so terribly hurt. The offender says, I didn't know. Chas v'shalom, had you told me that what I was doing was so terrible, had you told me that what I was doing was so offensive, of course I would have never intentionally hurt you. Just because it wasn't my intention, just because it was below Yodim, doesn't mean that at the end of the day it wasn't horrifically hurtful. So I say it's an incredible yisod. This is somebody just raised this to me on Yom Kippur. Actually, somebody said it to my son-in-law, who asked it to me afterwards by the Suda after the fast. What are you doing tshuva? And if you're already doing tshuva for biyodim, why are you tshuva for below Yodim? Because sometimes the averas you commit without intent are even worse than the averos you commit with intent. Sometimes because the hurt keeps going on and on and on, especially if it's been adam l'chavero. And from a tshuva perspective, if I don't realize that I'm doing something wrong, I can't fix it. And that's what the Ramchal is referring to over here. He's referring to the things that I'm doing wrong that at the end of the day, I don't even realize I am doing. And if I don't realize, and he's speaking again, remember, he has a very narrow focus over here of gezel, right? Of gezel, of theft. That there are things that I'm doing that really represent theft. I don't even realize that I'm doing it. And it's certainly not with malice. And because I don't realize that I'm doing it, it's almost impossible for me to fix it. The Yaakov. That's someone else's cheshbon. It's right. I can't control what someone else does. I can only control my behavior. You're right. If I offend you, you have an obligation. You don't have an obligation. You should be mevater, 100%. But I can't control what you do or what you feel. I can only control myself, right? Because otherwise, you can go through life saying, "I know I hurt you, but come on, it's your obligation to be mevater." So that sounds great if you're the offender, right? Not so great if you're the what's the opposite of the offender? Offended, thank you, right, if you're the offended. All right. Get balance, 100%. V'Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom, Mevar B'Fiv Omer. So what did Yaakov Avinu say? Remember again, this is Yaakov Avinu when he was dealing with Lavan. Hayisi Bayom Achalani Chorev V'Kerach Balai Lavat Hidar Shnasi Me'inai. Maya Anu Eifo Ha'oskim Bahano Seim B'Shas Malacho B'Tidla Mimena O'Kiyasko B'Chavtseim Ish Labitzo. So remember again, Yaakov Avinu, when he's taking leave of, well, actually, after he runs away from Lavan, and Lavan catches up with him, and Lavan is very offended that he left. So Yaakov Avinu says, I just want you to know, I worked for you day and night. So I'll tell you what's fascinating about this. So that Amchal understands that Yaakov Avinu was not painting himself as some type of great tzaddik. What was Yaakov Avinu going in and painting himself as? A vigilant worker. I was a vigilant worker. I worked for you by day. I worked for you at night. In other words, I never slacked on the job. I never slacked off on the job. Whatever I was supposed to do, I always did. So says Ramchal, what will people today say? Sometimes again, during work hours, I take care of my own needs, right? I do slack off, I do space out. So all that Ramchal's pointing out was something so profound. On a halachic level, when you are working for someone else and you are on their clock, you are mechuyev to watch your time. And I'm not permitted, if I'm a worker, to take care of my own things. Of course, okay, if I have the permission of my employer, right? If I have the permission to, but if I don't have the permission from my employer, ultimately, again, when I'm on the clock, I'm on the clock. And I have no right to do anything else. And to do anything else really is a form of gezel. Again, I'm not chas v'shalom actively trying to steal, and that's why he's using this. This is why the Gemara says that most people violate gezel, violate get theft, and they don't even realize that they're in violation. Because I just need a few moments just to do this, just to do that. Chas v'shalom, I'm not running away for half of the day. You can't do it. If you're on someone else's clock, you're on someone else's clock. Chalo shel davar. This is incredible. Hasachar eitzel chavero. And by the way, you're going to see, he spends so much time on this, which is so interesting. You were thinking of all the muster we need. He spends so much time on this because, again, the premise is that gezel is one of those things that most people end up transgressing without even realizing. Chalo shel davar. Hasachar eitzel chavero. If literally, again, you are, literally means you're rented, you're hired by your friend to do some type of malacha. Hine, listen to this. Kol sha'osav mechuros hein liyomo. So I will say, all of my hours belong to my employee. Kenyan sha'amru zichron levracha. Schirus mechir liyome. That's when you are hired by someone, ultimately, again, it is if you are sold to that person for the day. It's a very strong lashon. And if I'm on the clock and I go ahead and I take care of my own needs, says Ramchal, it's theft. It's theft. It's mamish gezel gomer. Page kuf. So we'll say, so again, obviously, that means if I'm working for someone and I've taken care of my own stuff on company time, without their permission, I have to ask mechila, right? And why? I presume lo machalo. And if my friend, or if my boss chooses not to be mochal me, then what? Ain't a machal. I'm not forgiven. Shekvar amru rabbeinu zichron levracha, averos shebin adam lachavero, ein yom kippur mechaper ad shirat eschar. It's incredible. Mamish isru chag of isru chag. Right? A reference to Yom Kippur. Reference to Yom Kippur. Mamish, because why? Well, so you know, when do you start preparing for Yom Kippur? When do you start preparing for Yom Kippur? By Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv on Yom Kippur. What's the Mefurash Raya that you begin to prepare for next Yom Kippur? By Yom Kippur of Matzei Yom Kippur? Yeah, Slachlanu. Slachlanu, right? Slachlanu avinu ki chatanu. Right? Slachlanu. So I told you the parts with that, right? Tzadik of Pershiska. Okay, for a different time. Right, so I mean, that's when the avoda begins. So therefore, again, at the end of the day, if I have taken care of personal business on company time, so that is gezel. And because it's gezel, I'm chayiv to ask my employer for mechila. If he forgives me, great. And if not, I have to keep on asking for forgiveness until he does, because even Yom Kippur doesn't take care of, ultimately, again, bin adam lechaver infractions. V'lo'od. Elish afilu im asa mitzvah. will say this is incredible. Elaf ilu shasa mitzvah bizman malachto. They will say this happens all the time, right? I was late for shir, right? I missed the daf. So you know what? Oh, I'm going to catch up on the daf. I'm going to do my work. I'll listen to it at, 1.5 times speed, right? Or 2.5 times speed, whatever it is. I'll hop it in, I'll get it in, and it's great. We'll say, so again, what is that called? Lo, see, Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Ramchal says, lo bitztaka techashev lo. You don't get a mitzvah for that. Ela avera hi biyado. It is an avera to use your employer's time for the performance of a mitzvah. She'in avera mitzvah. Because an avera can never become a mitzvah. Krak siv sone gezel baola. Ukinyan zeh shalmu zechron levracha. But so this is what the Gemara compares it to. Harishe gazel sachitim utchana. V'lasha v'afa v'hifrish yimen achala u'mevarich. Ein zah mevarich ela menait tichsiv. U'botzea beirach ni eitz Hashem. So the Nachal compares it to the Gemara's example of a person who steals wheat, grinds it up into flour, makes bread, separates out chala, and makes the bracha. Asher k'sham so sivana lahafrish chala mina isa. Right, he goes there and separates out chala. Oh, mitzvah daraisa. Right, I'm going to give it to the Kohen, or at least I'm not going to give it to him, but I'm taking chala. Says the Gemara, that's not a bracha, that's blasphemy. Ein zeh mevarich ela minaitz. D'chsev ubotzea beirach ni'etz Hashem. Literally again, he who steals and blesses God for that which he stole blasphemes God. And Rosh said, "This is a mitzvah baba avera." So even if a person goes ahead and takes the time from their employer and goes ahead and uses it for a mitzvah purpose, that's not called a mitzvah, says Ramchal. That's called an avera. V'akiyotze bazeh ne'emar oy lo lazeh shenaseh sanegoro kategoro. So Ramchal says, "Woe to this one." This one is a reference to a person who performs a mitzvah that is really an avera, because his defender becomes his prosecutor. Normally, again, my mitzvos are what defend me. But when my mitzvah is committed in a way which ultimately results in an avera, then the mitzvah is no longer my defense. The mitzvah is my prosecution. Vadin nosin. Ki hari gezel chefetz, gezel. The gezel's man, gezel. So we'll say, if I steal an object, that's called theft. If I steal time, that's called theft. Magozil as achifetz v'oseh bo mitzvah. Na'aseh sanigoro kategoro. We'll say, lulav agozil. If I steal a lulav, and I go ahead and I use it for my own purposes, then what happens? We'll say, that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah, right? The mitzvah, my defender, has become my prosecutor, right? Kategornas, sanigornas, kategoro, afkozo as hazman va'osebo mitzvah. So too, if I steal time and I use that time to perform a mitzvah, nase sanigoro kategoro. Ultimately, again, my defender becomes my prosecutor. Vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafes ela be'emuna. It will say, this is such an incredible idea. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more than anything? More than anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants... Emunah over here doesn't mean faith. Well, it does mean faith. It means faithfulness, trust, honesty. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, remember, we've spoken about this many times before. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not demand perfection from me. It doesn't demand perfection from anyone for one simple reason, which is He can't. The Basil, he can't demand something that I can't deliver. I can't deliver perfection. I could deliver effort, but I cannot deliver perfection. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask me for? He asks me for trust. He asks me for honesty. Let's be honest. And we'll say this, by the way, is the key to success in life. Being honest with myself about what I am and what I'm not. This is the whole avoda of Yom Kippur. And we'll say the whole avoda of Yom Kippur is honesty. What's tshuva? Tshuva's honesty. How do you know that? What does the Rambam say in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva? Right, the kishiyasa tshuva v'yoshuv mechet o chayiv adam lehisvados. Why does the Rambam say that? When you do tshuva, when you decide to do tshuva, vidui is the first step. What's vidui? What's vidui? We translate it as confession. What is it really? It's honesty. I'm being honest. That's why, by the way, It's not just enough to say chatasi avisi upashati. There's a very important phrase that comes after that. Some of us say it every single day in Shema Kolinu. There's an insert. Chatasi avisi upashati vasisi kach v'kach. Vasisi kach v'kach. Right? Because honesty means I'm going to be, this is what I did. This is what I did. So says the Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to be honest. V'chinu omer emunim no tzer Hashem. V'omer pischu sha'arim v'yavo gai tzadik shomer emunim. V'omer enei b'nem ne'i aretz l'shev v'simadi v'omer enecha halo le'emuna. So you see all of these examples of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply just asks us for emuna. V'hine iov heyed al asma v'amar impita ashuri mini aderech v'achar enei halach libi u'v'chapi davak mo'om v'habeit v'fi ha'mashal hazeh. Alright, so we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with this discussion. There's still more. The Ramchal, it's actually quite astounding to see how much time the Ramchal actually devotes to this. It's really incredible. And you begin to see, because halacha lemaisa, he feels it's such an issue, such a problem. He brings so many different examples. Sorry, Rai. So we'll stop here. I guess we're continuing when? After Sukkot. So first of all, feel free to continue on your own. Right? That's number one. Learn ahead, read ahead. And Jew needs Mesilas Hashem every single day. But I'm ready to continue this year after Sukkot. B'Shal Tov Matzachos.